Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Divi's Corp Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today the senior management team of Divi's Corp Limited: Mr. Pawan Agarwal, Deputy Managing Director; Mr. Girish Agarwal, Non-Executive Director; Mr. Lalit Jain, Chief Financial Officer; Mr. Mushtaq Ali, Senior Vice President, Finance and Account; and Mr. Prasoon Kumar Pandey, Head Investor and Media Relations, who will represent Divi's Corp Limited on this call. The management will be sharing the key operation and financial highlights for the quarter ended December 31st, 2023, followed by a question-and-answer session. Please note that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents relating to company financial performance have already been emailed to you and available on the website of Stock Exchange and the company's investor section. Trust you have been able to go through the same. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pawan Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and a very good evening to everyone. Thank you for joining the Q3 FY 2024 Divi's Corp earnings conference call. We will begin the call today by highlighting the key financial performance for the quarter ended December 31st, 2023, followed by key operational updates. We are very happy to report that over the past 10 quarters, we have consistently delivered strong results, maintaining a trajectory of continuous growth. What's particularly encouraging is that this quarter's year-on-year growth was achieved on a comparatively higher base. Our success can be attributed to several factors, including the sustained growth of advertisement revenue, softening trends in newsprint prices, and well-executed cost control and optimization measures. The sustained growth in both top-line and bottom-line across all our business segments reaffirms our confidence that happy days are indeed back for the print business. For Q3 FY 2024, consolidated advertising revenues registered a growth of 18% YoY to rupees 4,819 million against rupees 4,069 million. EBITDA grew by 102% YoY to rupees 2,031 million against rupees 1,007 million. EBITDA margin expanded by impressive 1,400 basis points to 31% from 17% last year. Our average cost for newsprint has reduced from the high of rupees 63,500 per metric ton in Q2 FY 2023 to around rupees 51,500 per metric ton in Q2 FY 2024, and now to approximately rupees 50,000 per metric ton in Q3 FY 2024. We do expect newsprint purchase prices to remain softened in the next one to two quarters. Our PAT grew by 157% YoY to rupees 1,240 million against rupees 483 million. December YTD, our consolidated advertising revenue grew by 16% YoY to rupees 13,066 million against rupees 11,248 million. Total revenue grew by 13% YoY to rupees 18,403 million against rupees 16,236 million. EBITDA grew by 86% YoY to rupees 5,066 million against rupees 2,722 million. PAT grew by 137% YoY to rupees 3,030 million against rupees 1,281 million. Let me now take you through some of the highlights of our business segments. Overall, as you all know, it has been a very encouraging quarter, and we remain committed to delivering high-quality content and engaging experiences, ensuring that our readers continue to find value in their favorite brand, Dainik Bhaskar. For our digital business, Dainik Bhaskar has continued its focus on building the best-in-class, ad-free user experience on its digital app, while maintaining high quality, insightful, and engaging content for its readers. The omni-channel presence has been very important, and we see our digital presence as a strong supplementary pillar of growth for us. With around 13 million users as of December 2023, we are extending our leadership position and cementing our place as a dominant digital leader with the number one Hindi and Gujarati news apps. Our radio segment has been delivering industry-leading EBITDA margins. Radio grew 28% YOY to rupees 464 million versus rupees 362 million, while EBITDA grew by 56% YOY to rupees 183 million versus rupees 118 million. With this, I would now request Mr. Girish Agarwal to update us on the operations. Over to you, Girish.
Thank you, Bhavan, and good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this call. We are pleased to conclude yet another stellar quarter of performance, continuing our streak of consistent growth over the past 10 quarters. Print media's dominance in the news landscape has been demonstrated with consistent growth in advertising. Dainik Bhaskar's powerful brand equity as India's number one newspaper is reflected in the impressive portfolio of advertisers that continue to expose their trust and increase their advertising spend every quarter. The buoyancy in the tier 2 and 3 cities continue to drive strong local economic growth. In our key markets, the auto sector saw further traction with the festive season and new launches, driving further and ad spend. Advertisers categories such as education, real estate, jewelry, government, health, BFSI, etc. continue to use print as their preferred medium and has given a very good growth in this quarter. Lastly, on the cost front, we have been benefiting from the soft newsprint prices, and this has certainly helped us improving the cost margin. Our balance sheet is in a very healthy position with a cash and bank balance at rupees 825 crores with zero debt. Our ROCE and our RONW has a healthy 24% and 18% level. Also, happy to share that our company has generated free cash flow of rupees 337 crores in last 9 months. This is all from our side, and now me and my colleague would be more than happy to respond to your queries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. An operator will take your name and announce your turn in question queue. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pradyumana Chaudhary from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My first question was regarding the newsprint prices. What has been the average over the last quarter? And where are the prices at present levels? That's the first question.
Thank you, Mr. Chaudhary. Let me answer this first question of yours. Last year, in the same quarter, we had a newsprint price of roughly around 61,000 rupees per ton. When this year, quarter three, came down to almost 50,000 rupees per ton. And if I see the quarter two, then in quarter two, we were at some 51,500, and this quarter three, we are at 50,000. And going forward, it looks like that there are strong possibility of this going down by another 2-3%. But I'm recently told that there's an overseas freight issue happening because of the Red Sea and all that. If that doesn't create any problem, then this price should further go down by 2-3%.
Understood. Secondly, on the segment-wise advertising revenue, as you mentioned, I think education, real estate, BFSI, health have been seeing good growth. And what about other segments like auto? I think was still not up to the levels till last time. And government and FMCG. What's your general understanding of these segments as well?
Yes, I will answer, give you all the details. So fortunately, in this quarter, most of the advertising categories have grown in a double digit. So let me start. Automobile has grown by almost 47%, real estate by almost 20%, jewelry by 26%, government at 36% growth because of the elections in the state. Hospitals and healthcare sector has grown by almost 20%. Banking and finance, thanks to IPOs and all, also have gone up by almost 16%. There are a few categories, those who have maintained their number, like response is one big category for us, which is a classified obituary and all that. That segment has taken a slight beating by almost 3-4% there. Education has gone down by 10% because this quarter is not an education quarter. It has gone down, not a very significant number also. But largely, yeah, another category which has taken a nosedive, unfortunately, the very small category for us is the hypermarket. So that has almost gone down by 25%. But rest, all other categories, fortunately, has shown a very, very remarkable growth.
So, sorry, I missed out on the FMCG segment.
FMCG has grown by almost 25%.
All right. And any signs of deacceleration in revenue growth from here, or are we still seeing very, very good demand for advertising right now?
Yeah, I think India as a country is in a very positive state and in a positive mood. Looking forward to the Lok Sabha election also coming in the month of April, May. So on the back of it, I'm very confident and very buoyant.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Riya from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on very good set of numbers. My first question is in regards to the current inventory levels of paper. Since we know that there's a geopolitical issue, are we increasing our inventory level of paper?
No, as you know, almost 70% of our paper is indigenous, newsprint is indigenous. So whatever geopolitical issue happens is only for those 30%. So we don't change much. But yes, if we get a huge benefit from a particular mill in India or abroad, then I will be more than happy to order them more stock, because then the price will take care of it.
Sure. And what will be your current level of population?
We are almost at 41, 42 lakh copies.
41, 42 lakh copies. And going forward, since our central election date of 16th April has been already announced, so are generally the model code of conduct will be till March. So the major chunk of revenue from central election should be coming in this quarter?
Yes, looks like.
Okay. That's it from my side. I'll join the queue for further questions.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. I wanted to know about the ad rates, whether those have gone back to those pre-COVID levels, or anything that you can provide info on that.
In some categories, we have gone higher than the pre-COVID level, and certain categories, we are still at the same level.
But that's only because of this festive season, or general rates are also, because December quarter obviously is a heavy quarter for us, so...
It depends on the category to category. Some categories, those who are doing very good, we have tried to take the rate up. Some categories, those who are struggling, like automobile was struggling till last quarter, you know. So we have not ventured out much on the automobile side right now in terms of rate. But other categories, things are moving in the right direction.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that, Happy Days are back for print. So on our circulation, the growth is around 3-4%. So at industry level also, this print media is generally growing better, and that's why your comment in such a fashion?
So see, when you say Happy Days are a holistic approach. In terms of cost, we are pretty good in last 10 quarters. You see the cost has really come down for the newsprint, for the entire industry. If you look at the advertising revenue, there's a growth for us in a strong double digit. I'm assuming the same would be for the, if not same, at least single digit for the other players also. And overall, the whole trust factor on newspapers have gone up. And we all are seeing that because of the multiple events happening around, the whole concept of going back to newspaper for the credentials and for the content and knowledge is going up. So I think that makes us in a very happy situation, number one. Number two, since you raised this question, I also believe this is the right time for all the newspaper organization, and especially at DB Corp, we are doing it. We are investing more in the content because we believe that we all were able to come out of this storm of COVID and all based on the content, you know, because a person as an individual felt that, no, I need to open up those 24 pages of a newspaper because I believe those 24 pages keep me abreast and give me something which doesn't come to me through social media or even the digital media as such and all. So I think because of that, I believe it's our responsibility, you know, that we must invest in the content so our reader, our consumer really feels more delighted and that the relationship with him continues or also.
Okay, okay. Sir, in Canada, about a month or 2 months back, this judgment came where now Google is supposed to pay to the local news agency. I believe we also have some similar case pending. Anything that you want to share in light of that decision, or it's likely to have any sort of impact on our, India news agency's case?
For sure. So what has happened, the DNPA, which is Digital Newspaper Organization Association, they, and I think Indian Newspaper Association Society, has both gone to Competition Commission of India and have registered their complaint there and a petition there. And CCI has been going through that, the whole petition and the issues raised by the industry body. And based on that, I'm sure they will also take a very arrived call. Since the matter is sub judice, I may not be able to comment much on that.
Okay, okay, okay. And sir, anything on the app monetization that we have started, so considering that our digital app is doing so well?
I think app is doing very well in terms of involvement of the reader. We have got large chunk of people coming in giving their time to us and all that. We are expanding in all that. So I think monetization will happen. I think we all need to have patience on the monetization front.
Okay, okay. Thank you and wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you,
sir. My question would be on circulation, okay? What are we doing to improve our circulation from here on? And means, let's say in the ninth month, this 3.8% circulation which is there, okay, how much would be the volume growth in this? And do you think the existing markets where we are can...
I think you have raised a very pertinent question, and sorry to... what has happened, if you notice the history, whenever newspapers wanted to increase their circulation, there are two or three approaches. One is that offer some big attraction on the cover price. Number two, offer some huge trade schemes. And number three, offer some great freebies to the consumers, like the readers. In last 3 years' time, we as organizations taken a call that we are not going to work on any of these three parameters to increase our circulation, because newsprint prices are anyway was much higher. Even now they are still not cheaper. So we have said that we want a reader to come to us 100% on the quality. So that's the reason our entire focus is on the quality. We are not offering any cover price reduction. At the same time, we are not increasing the cover price also. We are not offering any freebies to the trade or any other promotion activity. So this is our endeavor, that we want to increase the circulation based on the quality content of the paper. And we're very happy to say that in last almost a year, we have not been able to increase copies, but we haven't seen any drastic reduction or any action from the reader's side in whatsoever manner. And we are very confident that going forward now, looking at the various editorial initiatives done by Dainik Bhaskar, the readers are going to, we need to get more readers, either the new one or the takeaway from the competitors.
And any thoughts on entering newer geographies or entering lower in the particular markets, or see some of the customers what we have or who are our potential customers, man, they would be already sticking with something different than us. Okay, now what are we doing that new customers or the customers who are buying something else starts coming to us in the existing geographies? Okay, can you give some thoughts on that?
Sure.
Let's say, what is going to put a buzz on the street that, okay, I was reading ABC, but I think because of XYZ factors, I think DV is a better newspaper, okay, and I need to change my habit, okay.
Sure. So first question, answer is that we are not entering into any new geography, because we believe we have those 12 states with us, which are very important in India, growing faster. So we want to focus on them because there is potential still left in these markets. Second point of yours, I think, is very valid, that if somebody else is reading something else, he need to feel that, you know, that why I'm not reading Dainik Bhaskar or Divya Bhaskar or Divya Marathi. And I think our editorial team is doing a fantastic job. And I would like to mention here, recently, the whole of India saw the Ram Mandir opening in Ayodhya. And I think the editorial coverage of Dainik Bhaskar Group in last 3 days' time has been countrywide appreciated, you know. And now these kind of things makes a paper, you know, premium. You know, a reader feel much more happy and satisfied. And that's what becomes the talking point for the others, those who are not, to, you know, start thinking that why aren't I subscribing to Dainik Bhaskar? So we need to have more and more such events for us. We need to work harder on these areas so that we are able to convert the readers of competitive newspapers into our readers.
And one last thing, I understand we don't want to say on the revenue side, on digital side, but can we say that the expense line has become more stable in that, or we think we need to further increase our investments in that business and whatever higher profitability on the, let's say, newspaper comes, will be required to further invest into digital space. Any thoughts on that, that where is that expense line for digital space?
So two things on this particular thing. One is that the expenses line in the digital is on a downtrend, you know, so that's very, very important thing on our evaluation analysis on a daily basis, that we are not hesitant to do more investment in digital, but that extra investment needs to be on the giving us more number of viewers coming in, and at the same time the cost need to go down. Second thing I just wanted to mention to you, that you can be 100% rest assured on your company, that whatever we do, we really are careful about every penny spent on any initiative, whether it's digital, radio, or print and all that. And so that much confidence I want you to have on us, that whatever we are doing on digital is for the good of the company.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sakshi Chhabra from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my first question was on your radio business. It's very commendable to see that you have had such a great growth in terms of the ad revenues over there. I just wanted to understand, so your competitors have also reported numbers, and they have not been doing as well on the radio business. Like, one has seen a degrowth and one has grown only 10%. So what are we doing so differently that we are able to see such strong growth?
Actually, the the fact that we are in tier 2, tier 3 markets, smaller markets, where the dependence of advertisers on radio is higher, and also the delivery of radio is still better in tier 2, tier 3 markets. That's been the core philosophy and the fundamental. And, also our local programming, in the last couple of years, we haven't let any RJ go from our networks. Our networks All 30 stations are run with radio jocks, local teams. So they build a local connect, and that's helping us build the local revenue. And of course, you know, focus on making sure that we don't play advertising only on the network. We still play a lot of music and jock talk on the network. So that's keeping the whole station very healthy.
Okay. And my other question was on your digital side. So what would be the number of downloads of your e-paper?
So we have a total monthly active user of almost 13 million as in December, but this number keeps moving 13 to 14, 15 at times and all that. So these are the guys, those who see the e-paper, they also see the news there on a daily basis, weekly basis as such.
No, but what I wanted to understand was that the e-paper is the paid, what I wanted to understand was what is your paid number of users?
Yeah, so these guys are the one, those who, some section of them are paid. Just to remind you, a couple of quarters back, we took the liberty of requesting all of you to allow us not to report the details of the digital being a very competitive environment, and you all were very kind enough to say yes. So that's the reason we are not giving the details of the digital for now.
Right. Okay, no problem. And on the print business, what is the kind of ad revenue growth that you would be seeing for the next couple of years?
As I mentioned a few minutes back, that Lok Sabha election is in the month of April and May, and India is in a very positive mode right now. Things are looking very upward. So based on that, we believe that and the GDP growth is also strong. So based on that, we believe our growth should continue on the same trajectory.
And one last question was, in the long run, how do you see the newsprint crisis in the next maybe 1 or 2 years?
Frankly speaking, newsprint prices is more like a commodity. So for me to say how do I see in actual will be difficult. How would I like to see? Certainly going down below 40,000, but I don't know about that will be proven right or not. But how will it pan out? Really don't know.
Okay, but what would be the factors that would bring it down to 40,000?
I'm hoping for that. Since you mentioned, I would like to see. But frankly speaking, it can never go down to 40,000 for two reasons. Number one, the newsprint manufacturers are now also have the ability to switch it over into the packing and writing news, the other paper. So because of that, if it is not viable for them to make money in the newsprint, they will switch over. So we want them to be viable enough so they continue making newsprint for us.
Okay, so what is the lowest that it could possibly go to?
I guess what the indications are that in the next 2 quarters, we can see this number going down by 2-4%, 2-5%.
So that would be the base, not lower than that?
Yeah, 2-5% next 2 quarters. And let's see what goes after that.
Okay, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nish Shah from Stellar AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. My question is regarding the incremental revenue, ad revenue which we earned in Q3 because of the elections.
Sir, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were saying something about the incremental revenue because of elections. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead. Can you complete your question, please, sir?
My question is, what is the incremental ad revenue because of the elections?
Okay. So as I mentioned to you, the government revenue in this quarter went up by almost 35%.
Okay.
But other sectors also. Automobile went up by 47%. Real estate went up by 20%. FMCG went up by 22%. Jewelry went up by 26%. Health sector went up by 22%. So it's not only the government which has contributed to this entire growth. It is the other sectors also.
Okay. Can I get the absolute numbers just of the election spend earnings?
We don't give out the absolute number. I'm sure you understand the reason.
Okay, sir. And what are the margins for Q4 we can expect? On the same line or it to be higher or lower basis?
This quarter, we are at the margin of 31%, and the team is really working hard, and the market looks very positive. India is in a GDP is looking strong. So on the back of all this, I think we are very hopeful and positive.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Priya from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the follow-up opportunity. What was your current ad-to-edit ratio?
See, in the newspaper business, the ad-to-edit ratio generally maintains in a ratio of almost 70-30. But since in a newspaper, unlike television and radio, we are not bound by the 24 hours. So if there are more ads, I can always increase number of pages. So for example, in one of the few days, because of certain anniversary issue of any particular edition, we go up to 120 pages. So edited ratio doesn't make much of sense or impact in our business. But on an average, it's in the range of, if you see the monthly or annually average, 70-30.
And for the government, what would be the center and state breakup, just as a percentage?
Sorry, come again?
In terms of government advertising, what would be the center and state breakup?
I think central government, I think, is very minuscule now. Large chunk is from the states because the local tenders, panchayat, Nivida and all that. So it's largely the local business.
Right. Last couple of quarters, we have been hiring a few. We've been seeing a few hiring of people on the upper top management side of it. So how are we seeing that side of it? Like, are we continuing to increase our human resource, or how is it?
Speaking, whatever large human resources we need to hire, we have done it. But as you understand, more revenue has to grow, more ideas has to be sold to the clients. If you need more team for that, they are open to that. And we keep doing it based on the numbers.
Right. And in digital, I realize that we have done a substantial amount of investments in the last couple of years. Since now we have a cash book of like 800 crores, what is our capital allocation strategy going forward?
So as you know, our capital allocation strategy is very simple. If company needs some money, keep it in the balance sheet. Otherwise, give out the dividend. That's what we've been doing it. Like this year, we have done 5 rupees of the dividend already. And going forward in the last quarter, again, we will announce dividend. So we are pretty clear on that. We are not keeping any cash for any investment which may be required in digital.
Okay. So major part of the investment in digital is already done, is my understanding, right?
Absolutely.
Got it. And just out of curiosity, for the last maybe one and a half year, our subscribers to the total app has been more or less, we've consolidated on a number. So what would be the next growth step to increase it or take it one step ahead?
That's what the team is working upon, that how we take this number higher. So they've been experimenting in terms of content and all that. But good thing is that that the engagement time has increased from 10 minutes to 11 minutes to 12 minutes and all that. So I think that's a good sign.
No, I think it's a phenomenal number to have these kinds of engagement and the number of MUs. So I think congratulations on that.
Really?
I think that's it. I'm done with the questions. I'm hoping for the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshit from RoboCap Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my questions. So if you remember recently about the license fees issue, what are your thoughts on the, you know, NOTEF outlook? Like what do you expect? Like by when will this be taken away, and will it be taken away?
You mentioned about radio, is that right?
Yeah, radio.
Can you repeat your question? You're saying license fee can be taken away, please?
So the NOTEF, we have this, it's higher of either revenue or NOTEF, right?
Yeah.
So Notef was, like, there were rumors that Notef was supposed to be taken away. So what is your outlook on that? Will it be taken away? And if yes, then when do you expect, like, by when will it be taken away?
It's still under discussion. The TRAI has made a strong recommendation to MIB, bring our royalties to a fixed percentage of revenue and not the royalty. It's under discussion. We are hopeful that it should be fixed, but I don't know what time, because cannot comment on how MIB and how and when MIB takes a decision. But TRAI has made a very, very strong recommendation this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradyumna Choudhary from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. So just delving a bit deeper on the newsprint prices, you spoke about the freight issue, which probably certain companies have started speaking about, export or import-oriented companies. So at least on the newsprint side, in Europe, have the prices increased from what was there probably a month back?
Yeah.
I'm talking about today, like, have I?
Yeah, there seems to be some 2-3% change in the prices across. Since we have some forward agreements already done for a couple of months, so that's the reason we are watching out for the next 2 quarters to see whether the prices goes down as per our expectation of 2-3% in the next quarter, or this freight kind of takes it away.
Like 2-3% increase in Europe newsprint prices have happened recently. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. And sorry?
It depends from the country to country and the company to company.
Yes. Understood. And secondly, like, definitely we've achieved great revenue growth on the advertising side, but are we also benefiting a bit from a late festive season? Would you say some of, like, it's definitely very, very good numbers, auto 47%, real estate 20%, all those are brilliant numbers to have, but do you think some of it was also to do with the late festive season?
Yes, you are right. You're right. Some of the benefit also came because the entire Diwali this time was slightly later, so that advantage also came to us.
And even like FMCG, what would you say that now finally the ad revenue is getting back, or do you think it could be majorly due to this phenomena itself that because of
FMCG size of FMCG is very small, so it is not something very major to move the needle as such.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohammed Patel from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My first question is, can you please share the advertiser mix, like government, real estate, FMCG, auto for Q3 and 9 months?
I have Q3 9 months digit. So you want to know the percentages, correct? The percentage growth.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not the percentage growth, the percentage contribution to ad revenues.
Okay, percentage contribution to ad level. Just to give you a rough idea, the government contributes to around 20%. The response category contributes around 10-12%. Education is at a lower side because of the non-season, 5%. Automobile has come up to almost 10%. Real estate is in the realm of, again, 8-10%. And FMCG is sub-5%. Yeah, these are the main categories.
This is for Q3?
Yes, Q3.
Okay. My second question is, wanted to understand the volume growth of the advertisement versus last year's and pre-COVID.
Sorry, come again. I couldn't hear that. Can you be a bit
The volume growth of advertisements, YOY and versus pre-COVID levels.
Okay. See we don't have the pre-COVID basis number. Maybe I can ask Mr. Prasoon Pandey to connect with you offline and give you the details.
Yeah, that is fine. My last question is, so we had a circulation growth of 3.5%. So what was this number for industry? So I wanted to understand if, you know, how much, you know, market share has changed for us.
Frankly speaking, you will not be able to understand the market share change because our competitors are not listing. So, for example, the Gujarat newspaper, who is my competitor, is not a listed company. So we'll have to wait for their, you know, number, and that we also don't get from the ROC actually. Similarly, the publications in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh are not listed. So it's difficult to really judge from the listed numbers.
But broadly, what is your sense on, you know, us versus the industry?
I believe that what is happening in the market of Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Gujarat in last 2-3 years' time, suddenly our market share has improved. But I think our bigger challenge is now how to get more copies, in the sense whether from the market share or getting the new readers in the system. So I think that has been the challenge without offering any freebies. See, to get circulation increased by offering the trade scheme and getting the cover price down is much easier. But we don't want to do that this time. We want to increase circulation based on the quality of content.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question of the day. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for your participation and time on this earnings call today. I hope we have responded to your queries, and we will always be happy to be of assistance through our investor relations department, headed by Mr. Prasoon Kumar Pandey, for all your further queries. Thank you, and have a lovely week. Thank you.
On the behalf of DB Corp Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.